WTMA, Tiger Radio.
All the time.
That sounds familiar.
Welcome to the dance party. Hallelujah. Where's Dick Clark when you need him? Oh, hey, hi, this is Boobie Nash. Will a real boo please sit down? Because we got a great show for you. But Dan Moon is using that old dance music from the 40s. We're not that old, so we're going to update his opening, if you don't mind. We got a group of guys here, but we're going to put on the old Boobie Nash radio showgram. Would you hit number one there for me?
Uncle Boobie Nash radio showgram with the Nash professional players and singers Clara Milgrove, Arthur Cadbury, Slippery Sam, Dennis Knight, with special guest stars Mrs. Mueller and Gramps and a bunch of other stuff. And me, I'm Dick Andy. It's the big boob, it's the big boob on the radio to entertain you.
That bring back a lot of memories, guys. I mean, that was real talent. Dick Andert, by the way, who did that intro for us, and who'll be back to sing one more chorus because we paid him good money, and I'm going to get all of it worth I can out of it. Dick Andert is in California. I believe he was on some of the soap operas. Here he comes again. Maybe you recognize his voice.
It's the big boom. It's the big boom on the radio.
Listen to that hand clap. Oh, they're terrific. Oh, what a wonderful. Isn't this wonderful? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Nostalgia. Welcome to what year? 1966, 67, 68, 69 on WTMA Radio. We have some things you're going to hear that were from what they call the golden years of TMA. Of course, I always believe the good years are now because they said I talked too much when I was on the radio, and now TMA's all talk. So, see, I won. They said, play more music. But I said, no, they want more talk. And here we are years later with more talk on the radio. With me in the studio before we go to the phones, and I'm sure you have very important questions to ask these people. We have with us a unique combination. That doesn't do any good to press the cough button when the other microphones are on. I might as well just cough on the air.
This is the way you do it.
Thank you very much.
All right.
I have with me a couple of the guys who were on during the golden years of WTMA when WTMA was playing music because they had nothing else to say. And it was interesting. It was pointed out before we went on the air that one is an Episcopal priest. The other is a pastor of a wild charismatic church. And then we have a Jew. So we have a great combination.
Dangerous
here today.
Combination.
Yes, dangerous. Let me start with the guy who always was on the radio, but really never got the credit he deserved. He always filled in when the stars were sick. He always worked on weekends. He was known as the Weekend Warrior, and his name on the air was Terry Allen. Let's hear it for Terry.
Right, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Great to be here with you, Boo.
Terry, you know, the one thing we were worried about is all the years that we've known you, you were going to college. You went to the Baptist College. You went to
it's
College
my
of
Uncle
Charleston.
Boo.
Well, here's
Nichols.
I recognize you from TV.
How are you?
You couldn't make it in radio, huh?
No.
Well, all right.
Under the best.
I was going to talk to Terry a minute, but we might as well talk
to
you.
Terry.
No, you're here.
Well,
you're
we can get to you. I don't want to confuse the audience. Let's stick with Terry because his story is short, but you don't go nowhere, Keith.
Do the weather.
Now, you were going to college all those years.
Yes.
And and you went for 20 years to college.
What was
the problem?
The problem, I never could decide what I wanted to do.
Yes.
So I changed majors about 94 times.
For kiddies who are listening, Terry Allen is a guy who, he went to college, he worked on radio, but he kept opening up businesses.
Yes.
You were an entrepreneur.
Yeah, I still am.
Yeah.
Still am. I'm still trying to find myself.
See, a lot of people thought radio people were dumb, but you were making money left and right. You made more money than the full-timers.
I don't know about that. I figured if I wasn't going to be full time, I might as well try to use my time productively in other assets. So,
all right, let me ask you an embarrassing thing.
Yes.
So people know what a part timer on radio, and you were a full time part timer.
That's right.
If I could put it that way.
Well, we're going to go back to 1965.
Can you remember what one of your paychecks were?
Oh yeah, I can tell you how much I made an hour. Yeah, that's going to shock you.
Go ahead. How much did you make an hour?
Okay, y'all ready for this? How about a buck and a quarter?
Do you know?
They paid you that much?
Hey, and I had to take the bus to work.
I would have went part-time for that myself. When I started in 1960 in Buffalo, New York, I was full-time, $1 an hour, and I worked 40 hours. But I'll tell you what, I did more with that dollar an hour than I'm doing with the money that I finally ended up with, which wasn't much. All right, that's Terry Allen.
That's me.
What are you doing now?
Right now, I still work with Charleston Mobile Music. That's our mobile DJ service, started in 77. I have two wonderful partners, and together we do wedding receptions, and I'm studying for my tour guide license. I'm going to be a Charleston tour guide. I finally realized the beauty of this city.
Okay, anything interesting happened to you during your radio career that would be outstanding that you would like to mention that would excite us?
Oh, let's see. Well, I work with a lot of great folks. I've got a lot of great memories. Oh, Madeline, of course.
We worked together.
We certainly were.
In fact, I've worked with everyone in this room.
That's right.
And I work with Keith now, so I've worked with everyone here.
I remember Keith when he had long hair.
That's right.
I don't remember Keith working at all. But anyways, that's another story, and we'll get to that.
All right.
Your exciting moment was right?
Absolutely. Working in the heyday of radio.
Yeah, it was fun. Well, today's the day, heyday of radio, too. It hasn't changed. Keith, come on in here, and then we'll get to the Episcopal priest. Here. We'll sandwich you between the Jewish and the Episcopal priest.
Oh, that's appropriate.
Now, you're on Channel 5 every morning. We can mention that, right?
Sure.
Yeah. But you've been all over the place. You left TMA years ago and went up to where? Up north somewhere, didn't you?
I went over to actually to Channel 4 because they paid me more money.
Well, that's a good reason. Listen, you're a local boy, aren't you?
I'm from South Carolina, yeah, but I've been here now since...
Well, I meant LOCO.
Yeah, well, I came in to Charleston Wind.
That went over his head.
I know. I'm practicing what I used to do with Bob, which is ignore him most of the time. I used to be... I'm just looking around going, really, this looks different.
Boy, it does look... TMA looks different. They really put class in this. When we worked here, it was a cinder block building with a window that you weren't allowed to look out of, and they covered it up with commercials, tapes, and all that.
They've even put little bow ties on the cockroaches, have you noticed?
Yes, they have. Listen, you joined radio in what year, Keith?
I came to TMA in 1968.
What made you pick radio? You were going to...
I went to college.
Why did you want radio if you're going to...
Well, when you get to sit around and play your favorite music and somebody pays you money to do that, it's not such a bad deal.
There's another guy who got paid. I missed out somewhere along the line here. And then you went up north.
Went out Midwest, went to Omaha, Nebraska for a while, and bummed around and did my nomadic travels, and came back to Charleston in 85.
Now, you're doing television in the morning. And In fact, you went part-time with Channel 5. It looks like you're full-time now.
Yep. Been for 2-3 years now.
You doing anything on the side?
Nah.
Nah, this is it, huh? You're starting.
Well, I figured it's taken 30 years to get a job where I don't have to work, and they still pay me.
Yeah.
So,
that's great.
You know, don't. You know, low blade of grass doesn't get cut.
Any advice to anybody who wants to go into broadcasting? Because I hear...
Don't.
Is broadcasting as much fun today as it was back in the...
It's different now. I mean, we used to do some things now you just couldn't get away with on radio.
Let me ask you this, and then we'll have someone... we got people on the lines waiting. Okay, we'll get to them. Let me ask you this. How come TV is full of all kinds of talk shows now? Back to back and side to side, you turn on. What makes TV think that we want a parade of weirdos through our living room like
well,
that?
Well, because remember those things called ratings that we used to worry about a lot?
Yeah. They get
good ratings.
They do, Well, I think they're going to burn themselves out. Do you? What do you predict for TV?
Yeah, some of the talk shows are going to go away a little bit as the cable penetration gets bigger and bigger and there are more channels available. I think local TV is going to be a local news outlet. It's going to turn into, I wouldn't be surprised in the not-too-distant future to see an all-news television station. I mean, it'll happen. It'll have to.
I think on Montana Williams today, they're having, the title of it is, I Hate My Mother's Boyfriend and I'm Sorry I Married Him.
Yeah.
I think it's... But that's on later on
TV. You shouldn't talk about Rietta's mother like that.
Yeah, I know. All right, one more guy, and then we'll go to the phones. here's John Burwell. Yes!
Hello. All right, thank you very much. All right, goodness gracious.
John, before we get to you, let's listen to a group of disc jockeys. I think this is... This is one guy that from 1977.
Okay.
You tell me who he is. Go ahead. This will be number one. Or number
two.
We're not ready here?
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right.
No,
Well, John, we'll
get to probably do that. 1250 WTMA. There you remember that? That's the way we did.
maybe you put it on the wrong station there.
I think this is the very same microphone I used to use. I mean,
here we go.
It okay. Still smells like my cigarettes.
All right, who's this? Y'all listen up. Who's this guy here?
Never mind. 31st.
The best music from WTMA.
It's quarter after 7 with Crazy Bob and the Yawning. William Bell. Yeah. Trying to love Tool. Oh, really? Charleston Pirates ought to sign this guy up. And use him to pitch both ends of a doubleheader.
Crazy Bob McLean.
Yeah, that's Crazy Bob McLean. Yeah. You know, I worked with Crazy Bob in Winston-Salem, and I didn't learn my lesson. I worked with him down here, too. So, but that's 1977, folks.
Right. He followed you down here.
Yeah, he did. He said he'd follow me everywhere, but I told him I got married and to stop that. Anyways, John Burwell, you didn't start your radio career at WTMA.
I didn't.
But did end here.
Thank you very much. Actually, Keith Nichols got me a job down here. I was working at WNOK in Columbia.
Yeah, but that's not fair. Your father owned the radio station.
No, that was WTYC in Rock Hill.
Oh,
But anyway, in Columbia, when I was going to college, and I went to college with Keith, and then Keith sent an air check of me down here, and they heard me and made me an offer that I couldn't refuse. I was doing the morning show at WNOK in Columbia, and they offered me $20 more a week to do the all night show here. So that should tell you, you know. And I came down to do the all night show here.
TMA has always been known as being a big spender of the East. Yeah. You know, do anything.
In comparison, it was good bucks. I mean, you know, I know your contract was different, but for the incoming guys, we did okay.
You were hired for two reasons: midday, I believe,
yeah.
And for your production ability.
Yeah, in fact, people recognize my voice, but they don't know the name. You know, and I was sort of like Terry Allen in the sense that I would fill in when people were sick or whatever like that. And I basically worked every shift that there is to work on this radio station, but mainly middays, and commercials were my forte. That was what I really enjoyed doing.
Now, you sort of remind me of Steve Russell. Steve Russell quietly has become a success. Success in radio was you made big money. And everybody left you alone, and you could do what you want. That's success.
That's nice.
And Steve Russell is definitely one. As far as the name recognition, a lot of people might not recognize Steve Russell's name as much as they would his voice. He was supposed to be here this morning, but I think he worked late on having a good time.
Yeah, he does all the Piggly Wiggly commercials still, and lots of things that I know that people would know.
But something did happen to you. You sort of led a quiet life here at TMA, yes. Just doing your midday and being Mr. Smoothie.
Well,
hi, I'm John Burwell.
All right, once in a while, you'd
crack a corny joke, which I would write down and use later that night.
I got them from you. That's what I was going to say. But
one time they wanted me to do a promotion, I remember, and I didn't want to do it, so I went on vacation, and you got stuck with the promotion. What was that, John?
That was the greatest thing in the world because they were expecting you, and this was at the Port Theater. Do you remember the Port Theater?
Oh,
the old drive-in theater.
That's where they showed the dirty movies, of course.
This was before they showed the dirty movies. I mean, this goes back a while, but what they wanted was, it was a Halloween special, and they wanted to bury somebody in a coffin. And they wanted to bury you. You were going to be the one they were going to do.
That's right. No way, baby.
And you wisely went on vacation. And so since I get the job of filling in whenever they need anything, the head salesman then comes and says, John, I got something you'll love to do. You'll just love this. And I'm, what's that? We're going to bury you 3 feet underground. I'd say, what? Well, they did. They buried me 3 feet underground. Not 6 feet, but 3 feet underground. And they had this little viewer up where you could see my face. But I was in a real coffin, 3 feet buried underground for several hours. And I broadcasted live from inside this coffin, 3 feet underground.
My goodness.
Worst time I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, I heard about that. I laughed all the way on my vacation.
It could have been you.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll go ahead and take a break here, I think. And then we're going to come back and we'll open up the telephones and we'll see what's on your mind this morning. We'll talk a little nostalgia. And then the second hour, we'll get a little serious and find out why President Clinton is calling on God. We'll do that. That's coming up in the second hour. This is Booby Dash with the Dan Moon thing on a Friday.